Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There is so much to get to. Last night, I'll quote Danny G.
Man, that might have been the most exciting NBA night in 20 years.
He sounds just like that.
Just like that.
First of all, I don't sound anything like that.
Exactly, most exciting.
Yo, what a night. And we got to talk about,
we hope you had a Nuggets, Jamal Murray sort of night. New York Knicks sort of night.
The Knicks at the Garden versus the Sixers. So a lot of great NBA yesterday. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. We'll talk NFL. We're 2 days away from the draft. And a great question about action stars, because tonight is the night Arnold and Sylvester Stallone got
those
that sit down.
Two weakest impressions I ever heard back to back and belly to belly. Just throwing it out there. You got the Suns and T-Wolves. You got the Pacers and Bucks. You got the Mavs and the Clippers. And you got this TMZ special.
I know.
So set the DVR. It's a sit down with Arnold, you heard Rich, Arnold and Stallone. But what makes it legendary is the first time they've had a sit down before. It's on Fox tonight, and it's called Rivals, Friends, and Icons. But they reveal their Mount Rushmore of action stars. So we'll debate that here on the show.
Perfecto.
Taking it back on a Taco Tuesday.
Now, we're going to get into the NBA. I'm going to gather my thoughts. I'm sure you're going to do the same. Lakers, Nuggies, Sixers, Knicks. I mean, there were other games, but those are the two that stand out. But before we get to that, I just want to remind everyone, with the draft 2 days away and everyone thinking, my team's banking their future on this guy or that guy. Do they go with Caleb Williams?
This or that?
Do they go, you know, with Drake? Do they go, who do they go with? I want to just take it back a really long time ago.
Do-do-do-do.
That's Frank Stallone.
Take it back.
You're more of a Frank Stallone guy. I'm more of a Sylvester Stallone guy. By the way, I saw Frank Stallone do some tunes at a club once. He does like old standards.
You saw who?
Frank Stallone.
And you say, I'm a Frank Stallone guy? I'm sorry. I never went to see him live.
Take you back.
Yeah, this guy had front row seats. He was saying, I'm a fan.
He was standing around a garbage can in Philly that was on fire.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to take you back really long time ago. No, not to like the 18 or 1900s. To the year 2021, a whopping 3 years ago, where teams banked their future on the following quarterbacks. Let me just read this just to show you how.
So this is the 2021 draft?
Yeah, just to show you how fickle and ridiculous and stupid we all look when we're rooting for our teams thinking, oh, they got the guy. Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying that's a failed experiment. He's good. But he was supposed to be, like, the man. I think that's still a work in progress.
He's a bona fide starter in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
He's a quality QB.
Agreed. Now,
he's not a bust by any means.
No, not a bust. But I think when you look at his stats, Danny G sent me something the other day that was mind-boggling. It was Trevor Lawrence's stats side by side with Gardner Minshew, and they were, as they said in My Cousin Vinny, identical.
How?
Identical.
Even games played?
Games played.
Really?
Wow. Identical. It's like, you know, Colin does it a lot. Yeah. Starsh. Cowherd does those blind comparisons of these two guys. You'll never guess who they are.
Right, right.
Trevor Lawrence and Gardner Minshew?
Dude.
Got the same resume.
Would have never guessed that.
So Trevor Lawrence, good, but let's not get crazy.
It's just one we associate with being a starting quarterback. And yeah. Minshew, he's a spark plug. He's a good quarterback. No diss on him, but I would never have thought that. Thanks for sending me that, Danny G.
Now, we have secret chats without
you. I know.
You.
Are you having clandestine conversations, as Mike Tyson says?
Clandestine.
That was in our group chat. That just means you ignored me.
I guess I was busy that day.
Kavita was scrolling through some cheeks and boxing updates on Instagram.
And I was busy watching dance videos on TikTok.
So before you're so stoked about Caleb Williams or Drake May or Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy. Ooh, Bo Nix. I know Danny G's like, I hope Michael Penix Jr. falls to the Raiders. Before you get excited about any of these guys, let me remind you of five names from just 4 years ago.
Okay, so Trevor Lawrence, not a bust.
No, I got five more.
Go ahead.
The new Denver Bronco, Zach Wilson. Trey Lance. Justin Fields. Mac Jones. And Kyle Trask.
So you're one for five there, I guess.
One for six. Yeah.
One for six. Yeah.
But listen to Trevor Lawrence's numbers. Here's the side-by-side. Gardner Minshew, two seasons as a starter, 59 TDs, 24 interceptions, 90.2 QB rating, 49 games. Lawrence, 58 TDs, 39 interceptions, 85 passer rating, 50 games.
Oh, wow.
So Minshew has better numbers.
I was going to say, Minshew's even better. That's wild.
But it's the perception of, and this happens in a lot of workplaces, not just the NFL. You could be the guy that's been working at the company, working your way up, and you don't get that same respect as the high-end person they bring into the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you could say it's the Brock Purdy effect, right? Because he was the last pick, he has to work that much harder to prove himself. Meanwhile, Trey Lance is sitting on his ass in Dallas like, are they going to give me a chance if Dak messes up? It's wild when you think of it that way.
Looking at 39 interceptions to 58 TDs, I wouldn't have guessed that for Lawrence.
So just a reminder
that you never know.
You never know
how it pans out. You could be all excited or disappointed
for no reason. You could be all excited about your Zach Wilson or Mac Jones or Kyle Trask or Trey Lance, and then know what ends up being the case? A Brock Purdy slides through and is the star. So just always keep that in mind. You never know. So I'm pumped about the draft in 2 days. We got great coverage here at Fox Sports Radio. You'll be watching. You'll be listening. But my point is, take it easy. Don't get too excited because you never know.
Do you guys think there's one, really quick, Kavini, you think there's one wild card quarterback like J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix? There's certain fans that are like, or commentators who say, I don't think he's going to translate all that well to the NFL. Ooh. But then when we look back, he might be that guy.
I mean, I think that's the beauty of sports. You never know how it's going to translate until it happens.
Well, there's a sense of J.J. McCarthy gets the highest praise on planet Earth from Jim Harbaugh. Like, you guys don't know. He's the best quarterback in the draft. And, you know, you don't know, is it the fact that he played on a ridiculously good Michigan team? And some are saying, like, he could have done more, but it didn't call for it. You know how a lot of times, like, a guy like Brock Purdy, he managed the game in the second half. Well, they were winning. Like, J.J. McCarthy didn't really need to do much more. So they're saying maybe he's the hidden gem. And I've heard a lot of people say that Caleb Williams is one of those all-about-me type of guys. Now, I don't know that at all. I don't know the guy. I don't know the personnel and coaches at USC. But you see a lot of online chatter. They're like, yo, watch, Caleb Williams is going to be a bust. He's a selfish guy. He's not a team guy. A little bit of a crybaby. So we'll see.
Jim Harbaugh, you mentioned, you know, J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh also thought his Michigan tattoo looked cool.
That is true.
Did you see it?
I did.
Look, here's just my quick opinion on that. He's got one more than I do, okay? Yeah. So I can't criticize. But I think if you're going to go in, you got to go further in. Danny G, you're a guy with a lot of tattoos, right? You're going to get a tattoo of a logo or anything. Like, you can't go small like that.
27 isn't that many.
Yeah, is that how many you have? 27 is a lot. That's how many Little League home runs I had. So I think that's a lot.
That should be your tattoo, by the way.
So J.J. McCarthy,
not that, yeah, how many home runs did you hit Little League?
27.
You should get a tattoo that says 27 dongs, but on your lower back.
Oh!
That'd be 27 dongs. That'd be a great tattoo, I think. Dan Byer, what's up, buddy?
Jim Harbaugh should get a tattoo under his armpit of a guy videotaping. So, like, you only see it, like, secretly.
How do you do?
I love it.
Dan Byer, any of these quarterbacks, like, I mean, listen, as Charles Barkley said last night, hold on, let me get the exact quote. I hit up Danny G with this last night. To quote Charles Barkley after the game, hold on, to quote Sir Charles.
Terrible. Darvin Ham, terrible.
Terrible.
I believe he said, hindsight is whatever.
Yeah. Hindsight's whatever.
This may be a cop-out, but I do think the situation that you're in plays a big role.
Of course.
And a guy today, Jake Browning, re-signed a two-year deal with the Bengals, who was great when Joe Burrow was out. I think it helps that Zach Taylor's there to, you know, help him become that quarterback, just like Andy Reid and the Chiefs,
dude,
we've talked about.
Of course. Situation.
So, yep.
Coaches. You know, how they assimilate. Like, there's so many factors that you just don't know. Until it happens, like I said. I hate to compare everything to a fight, but people always talk about, well, dude, who you got? And it's like, I really won't know until I see
it. Sure. I think the Minshew, Trevor Lawrence one, though, is interesting because Minshew spent time in Jacksonville. You know, like, in the previous years. And so, yeah, so maybe it said, oh, we keep Minshew and bypass Trevor Lawrence.
No, you know, what they say, Dan Byer. They say it all the time. Hindsight's whatever.
Yeah,
hindsight's whatever. You know what? I saw last night, I'm watching the post game of the NBA, and I'm glad someone else caught it besides me. I'm like, did he just say hindsight's whatever? And then someone tweeted, you know how they put live tweets up on the TNT show once in a while? It said, hindsight is whatever. Was that Socrates or Charles Barkley?
Such a great. Sir Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Sir Charles.
All right. So not only is it draft week, but some crazy games in the NBA. Again, some good ones tonight, but last night was wild. Of course, the Magic Cavs, like Rich Davis. Cavs over the Magic and the Knicks over the 76ers. Got to talk about that. Yeah. The Nuggies over the Lakers. But, man.
Let me ask you this.
The ending of the Knicks and Lakers game, insanity.
There's a couple questions at play here. We'll pose them. We'd love your feedback.
You know what I love? I heard Ben Maller talking about who
Baba Ganoush.
No, it wasn't Baba Ganoush. This time it was who gets the blame sausage? Because that's what we look at all the time.
He loves blame sausage.
LeBron throws blame sausage at the officiating, at the refs, right? LeBron says, why do we have a replay center if we're not going to get it right? So he throws the blame sausage at the officials, but Ben Maller, and the way I see it too, is you got to throw some blame sausage at AD. Because here's a guy that played hard the first three quarters of the game, and I know he had foul trouble, I get all that, but as Ben Maller said, and it's true, you scored as many points as he did in the fourth quarter. That's unacceptable, dude. Unacceptable.
The way he was rolling through those first three quarters, he was getting any shot he wanted over the Joker. I don't care how many fouls. If I'm the head coach of the team, I'm leaving him on the floor until he fouls out.
You know, it's also unacceptable. Every joke I'm thinking in my head about blame sausage that I can't say on Fox Sports Radio.
Rich, who do you give your tiny little baby sauce blame sausage to?
You know what? Who am I giving my baby blame sausage to?
Your little blamey.
Gotta blame me.
A little breakfast.
AD played
your little breakfast blame sausage.
No, it's like a little cocktail.
We get it.
Blame smokies.
There it is.
A little blamies.
Yeah. Who do you give a little blame?
I mean,
to?
AD played well throughout most of the game, but
I
said to Danny G, and listen, there's so many things we said yesterday, and he was salty
at the press conference.
I do not have the basketball insight and never have claimed to.
I thought you were going to tweet out at the end of that game in all caps.
I told you.
Told you, guys.
Who's a basketball expert? Kenny Smith? I felt like,
you know, you don't need to be an expert have two eyeballs and make an observation.
But yesterday I said, guys, there's a few factors. We're going to need D'Angelo Russell to step it up in the first half and knock down at least five threes.
Yeah.
I said, you know, no leads big enough for the Lakers if they get ahead. Bing. Mm-hmm. LeBron
you,
needs
you
to,
asked me how many points do the Lakers need to be up by?
Oh, yeah. Danny's like 30.
I think he said 35.
I did say 35.
35. So, and I thought he was joking, but when you see how good the Nuggets are, he was dead on because it didn't matter how much of a lead you had.
And we're never those told you so type of guys. But yesterday, the three of us, we pretty much predicted how that game would play out. We're like, the Lakers need to play damn near perfect, and they did. And still couldn't get it done. I did want to point this out, Covino.
It's a matter of, again, them stepping up in the fourth quarter and the Lakers, I don't want to say disappearing, but
LeBron had two big threes back-to-back. That, like, for a minute, they pulled a little away again, but as you said.
And Anthony Davis did play, I think, 10 minutes, if not more, in the fourth quarter. Well, so I'm not blaming it on him.
Sometimes there's
no blame. You just got to give credit where credit's due. And Jamal Murray had to – it's like they asked AD. I don't know if you saw the clip, but AD at the press conference, like, can you tell us what happened at the end of the game? And he's like, Jamal Murray made the shot. And he drops the mic and leaves.
Yeah, I mean, like, if he doesn't make the shot –
right. You got to give credit to Jamal Murray for making a hell of a shot and credit to the Nuggets for pulling it off.
Can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
I'm out. Oh, sniggity snap.
F you. You're cool.
I'm out.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm out. And yo, AD played great, but there were a couple times where, and this is just to show.
Dude, because, he played elite, Camino, but again, like.
Because Jokic is so not your traditional looking beast on the court, right? He's just a big goon, as we always say, the big Serbian goon that, you know,
doesn't
is
matter.
Dominant.
Doesn't matter what he looks like. You sound like your dad and my mom.
It's his mannerisms, though, like the way it looks almost like he's just chucking a shot up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I watch anything with my mom, right?
Yeah, not his looks. It's the body movement.
It's the body language.
Yeah.
But he does look like a goon.
I'm not like I'm not like my dad who can't watch a movie unless everyone's attractive.
Yeah, same. My mom is like, why would they put him in the movie? He's so ugly.
I'm like,
it doesn't matter, Mom. Can you just watch the movie? He's not a model. He's an actor.
I said to my dad, I recommended a movie to my dad, and he's like, oh, I can't watch it. I don't find her attractive. I'm like, Dad, Melissa McCarthy is funny. Not everyone's hot. Anyway.
My mom cuts up everybody. I'm like, he's a singer, Mom. He's not in the cover of Men's Health.
Ed Sheeran. He's the greatest singer. Have you heard his music? Anyway.
So my point is, you know, he's a Serbian goon, as you said.
Unconventional in the fact that he's not flashy and he effortlessly. I was telling Danny G before the show, keep in mind that Anthony Davis is one of the top 75 NBA players of all time. Anthony Davis is arguably one of the best defensive players in the NBA.
Guess what? Your Serbian goon, as you called him, could be top 15, top 10 of all time.
Dude, what I was going to say is the Serbian goon we love.
You say that respectfully.
He'd call for the ball. He'd do that old guy gym move where he would he'd go inside and just literally back up while he was dribbling until he was close enough to the basket and just muscled his way over Anthony Davis. Who on earth, other than Jokic, could muscle their way over Anthony Davis that way? There were times where it literally was what you would do, Danny G. If you were a teenager and you were playing against a kid a little younger, you're like, I know how to get a basket every time. I'll just dribble and back up,
yep.
And he bullied Anthony Davis. That's unprecedented.
Yep. Spin around and lay the ball up.
Name another big man that has been bullied, that Anthony Davis got bullied by. I can't think of any in that way.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome to see. It's fundamental basketball. And again, Jamal Murray, we discussed it last week. Even though they're very rated, they have the championship to prove it, but maybe the most underrated duo in basketball. And Jamal Murray had his first, right? Because Charles Barkley was that your first buzzer beater? That's what every kid dreams of. He did it in a big spot. First in the NBA. You just got to credit the Nuggets. So I don't want to throw blame sausage. I just want to credit Jamal Murray and
keep your blame sausage to yourself.
Yeah, I think that was a great game. It was a great comeback. Props to them.
So let me pose a question we'll discuss in a few.
And by the way, devastating for the Lakers, because that's the question.
I'm glad you said that. Of the two teams that somehow let it fall apart.
The two teams that are both 0-2 now.
Was it the Sixers letting what seemed to be a pretty clear W slip away at Madison Square Garden? Or was it a winded Lakers, mile high, could have stole one in Denver? What hurts more, the Lakers not getting it done or the Sixers letting Fresh Mozzarella hit a three-pointer? When DiVincenzo, when he misses the three and they kick it back out to him, you got to look back and the Sixers are going to say, there were four Sixers under that rim. And the one big guy, who's the big guy in the Knicks that got that key rebound? Do you know Dan Beyer? Who got that key rebound?
I think it was Hartenstein.
Yes.
I think that's who it was.
Dude, he muscled through like four defenders to grab that rebound.
I was going
to
say Vredestein. I was
no, that's
off.
A type of tire on tire. But yeah, that guy.
No, really. That was the key play right there. Somehow he came up with it. Dished it back to DiVincenzo. He gets a second shot, hits it, bam.
Didn't it seem like for a second like the Sixers took their foot off the gas? Like, oh, we'll get the rebound.
Dude, you get that rebound,
game's over.
Which game was more exciting at the end? It was insane.
Watch Nicholas Batum in the final 15 seconds, and you're going to say to yourself about four times, what are you doing?
Really?
Do something.
You sleeping?
Do something.
Yeah.
Do something. Yeah.
You know what? There was so much going on. I'm glad you said that because I will. I'll check it out right now.
I sent you guys that Sixers. They played like Clippers at the end there. The Sixers TV call. They were talking about having a fun post game with 45 seconds left. They said it was done. It's done.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That last.
I think,
last
Sam, listen to this. I think Sam has it.
Insane.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Getting home court advantage by winning one of the two games on the road. Job done. Let's head down to the turnpike.
Lowry splits them. Stay tuned. Post game live is going to be fun.
Post game live is going to be fun. We split them.
Job's done.
Oh, boy. Matt, well, your thoughts next right here on Covino and Rich. Who blew it more? Was it the Sixers or the Lakers? We'll get your feedback.
So based on those threes at the end of the games last night.
You forgot to mention LeBron's three that rimmed in and out.
Do you think because the defender tripped and they thought it was a foul that he had too much of a thought?
Yeah,
like, you know when you have too much time to think about it?
Right before that, he had swished two long threes in a row. And it's interesting because prior in the third quarter especially, a lot of the Nuggets shots were rimming in and out. They were even joking about the rim being too tight on that side of the arena.
Man,
and it happens to LeBron at the very end of the game.
What was a more devastating loss? Is it? I think it's clearly the Lakers losing to the Nuggets. When we already discussed what LeBron had said, you have to play perfect to beat these guys. They should have had that game, and they lost it. Now they're down 0-2.
But then again, Covino, when you're in the Garden and you got the Knicks on the ropes, you're about to tie it up. Maxey and Embiid both scored over 30, right? I mean, like, you had a game. And you just sort of let it slip with some sloppy play, like Dan Beyer said. Some of the Sixers just fell asleep in the last 40 seconds of the game. That, to me, is a game that they sort of just let slip.
Just watch the last 2 minutes of that game, and you won't believe your eyes. You're like, trust your eyes. You're like, what the hell? This is, like, it was sloppy as could be.
Yeah.
Aggressive. Yeah.
There was one missed call on the Sixers.
One missed call, but it was a wild ending to that game. Look, I think it's more devastating for the Lakers because they're the Lakers. I just think there's just more expectation on LeBron and AD and these guys to at least take one game, and that was the game.
Yeah.
Let's also be real. The Nuggets are much more of a title contender than the Knicks are. So if you were to beat the Nuggets, then that tells you more about the Lakers.
That Dan Beyer facts, because if the Lakers took out the Nuggets in the series, it would be like, whoa, LeBron, what a big upset.
Look out, world.
If the Sixers beat the Knicks, you'd be like, no, it's a solid series.
Yes.
You wouldn't be shocked. If Embiid, arguably, you know, what top three player in the NBA, won the first round of the playoffs, would anyone be surprised?
DB, what do you make of Darvin Ham not challenging that late foul call on LeBron? I think there was 57 seconds left. Earlier, the buzzword now, we keep hearing the word marginal. That overturned the D'Angelo, what looked like was a foul to his face because the ball was out of his hands, I guess. But LeBron touches that nugget with a fingertip and they call a foul. Darvin Ham had two timeouts. Don't you think that would have been overturned?
I'm going to be completely honest. I was at LAX picking up my mom last night.
You could have been like, Danny, you said it, bro. Yeah, you
absolutely.
Well, I know that was a talking point this morning on the other shows.
They're idiots. No, I'm kidding.
I saw Danny G. I saw a lot of memes, and I think you were Covino sent this to me. It's Ham after that foul. and it was Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show. And it's like, hey, yeah. what are you doing?
Just hanging around.
Who, me?
Who, me?
Just hanging around.
Beetlejuice style.
Who, me?
In that Clay Matthews jersey? Is that what he's wearing?
Just hanging around.
All right, well, honestly, that's the part. Like, I knew the Nuggets were going to come back. Rich, you texted me when the Lakers had a 10-point lead.
Rich jinxed it is what he did.
No,
that's
but,
why I didn't text you at all.
But what did I say, Rich, when you texted?
No,
the lead had been cut to 10.
It's too big. You go, here we go.
I said, no lead is safe. We knew it was coming. It's just a matter of can they hold on or not.
I mean, I can't be the only one because I'd like to say I'm more than a casual NBA fan. I watch. I just don't watch intently like Danny G watches the Lakers or Crivino watches the Yankees. Like, I'm not an everyday watcher. But if you can't tell me the intensity levels in the NBA playoffs just confirm that the regular season is so irrelevant.
No,
like,
it's next level.
But that's another part of this, though, that I do think that is interesting is if the Lakers are who they appear to have been without letting these two games slip away, then why are you the 8th seed? Why aren't you fighting with Denver in Oklahoma City and Minnesota? And in terms of like how the playoffs are now, there are obviously levels. All you have to do is just not be in the play-in. You know, just be a top 6 seed. Like, I think all of that plays in to the point of when you look at the Lakers and what could have been, and like if you're playing who we think is the best team in the West, they're the defending champs of that much, and you could do this to them. And I understand that it's matchups, but if you could get through Denver, you could get through anybody in these playoffs.
True.
Well, and why did you put yourself in the position that you need, you know, that you're in right now to have to do that? That's a bigger picture story.
As I was fixing up my pompadour this morning, getting ready,
Your hair looks great today.
Thank you, man. I was listening to Dan Patrick. He made a good point, too. He said, you could talk about how good the Lakers have played all day, right? You could say they had a 20-point lead. And think of how good they had to play to get that lead. They had to play that bad and worse to lose the game. So it's about consistency. It's about being able to keep it up the entire game. And it just sucks, Danny G, to see them lose a lead like that.
No, it's a really good point. It's a really good point.
Right. 'Cause
in the fourth quarter, the shots that had been falling throughout the rest of the game, even the easy ones right at the hoop, suddenly were rimming out. And then the rebounds that they were getting earlier, non-existent, and you saw the Nuggets how well they were rebounding the entire game. That was a big problem for the Lakers. But I was super upset with Darvin Ham. The substitutions were not right.
Who, me?
Austin Reeves. Yeah,
I'm just hanging around. Who, me?
Austin Reeves was cold. He didn't sub. He didn't use the timeouts correctly. In fact, there was a dude shouting on YouTube this morning. Hilarious. 30 seconds of how he felt. This was titled, Darvin Ham Makes Me Not Want to Be Alive.
Listen
to this.
You got to be out of your mind. Why did my parents have me? This is coaching. I am being tortured. I'll never have kids because of you. Down screen. What are we doing? D'Angelo Russell, Gabe Vincent, why can't we switch it? If you're not switching, get attached to the screen or arms extended. So Jamal Murray can't curl, you don't guard the screen. You just, Jamal Murray curls right off it. How are you going to guard this handoff? Then when there's 3 steps of space, you know, because he was screened. You! What is the point of any Lakers employee? What, anyone that works for the Lakers, what exactly do you do here? The shot went up. Why is Rui Hachimura not already sprinting back?
He's going to be a great sports parent.
I need a lozenge after that.
I'm just guessing he had money on the game. I don't know. All right, well, thank you for that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I know it'll take you a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then, pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more.
Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. New customers could play $5, get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code CRSHOW, CRSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you got to check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Stallone and Arnold got that special tonight. A lot of eyes going to be on that. Besides the NBA playoffs, if you got time, you might want to check out the first ever sit-down with the two biggest action stars of our childhood.
Now, before we go over to Mount Rushmore, let me just throw two things out there. Please check our bonus pod, Overpromised, on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. Had a great episode, episode 45, for your viewing and listening pleasures, Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. And
no and then.
No and then?
No and then.
Stick around, because we got Whack Diesel, Shaq Diesel trivia, multiple choice, your chance to win some prizes this hour. So save the number, 877-99 on Fox, when we tell you to call, all right? Get ready for that. More NBA. But this show should be fun tonight. You might have to set the DVR because there's lots of great basketball to watch. If you missed it, it's their first sit-down together with Harvey Levin, TMZ on Fox, rivals, friends, and icons. Here's what they said about their Mount Rushmore.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. And the fourth guy you have to come up with. I already came up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. He's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films that really, like Die Hard, the classic, and those things don't go away.
It's hard to debate Bruce Willis off this list, but everyone's going to have their own. The Clint Eastwood one, I just think that's generational. And who are we to argue with Schwarzenegger, right? Like, that's his guy. That was his hero. But again, we grew up in a different time. I mean, I watch Clint Eastwood movies, but he's not on my Mount Rushmore.
Well, we've never got a chance or the honor to sit down and interview Stallone, but we did with Arnold. And if you want to see the funniest video ever, if you got nothing to do and you're scrolling and you're bored, go to YouTube and just look up Covino and Rich, Arnold, and we're interviewing him. And I can't stop staring at his eyebrows because they're all over the place. Like, dude had like...
Are you going to be able to handle this special? Because now he's got gray beard and gray eyebrows.
Dude, his eyebrows were all over the place. It was like when we interviewed Reggie Jackson, he had terrible nose hair. And if you see that interview, I'm just staring at his nose the whole time.
If you want to see what a ninny is, what a ninny Rich is in real life, or what a ninny is, it's Rich Davis.
It's Rich.
When we interviewed Arnold, because you could see how flustered he is because he can't stop staring at Arnold's eyebrows the whole time. But again, that's on YouTube. That was at the Arnold Classic when we interviewed him. But who's on your Mount Rushmore, Rich? You're such an 80s kid as far as action movies and that sort of genre.
Yeah, I feel like my action movies are late 80s, early 90s. I always keep saying, oh, I'm a kid of the 80s. But if you were born in roughly 1980, then you're more of a kid of the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, but these movies replayed all the time.
No, but you know what movies hit me hard? You could say, are you serious? You're going to put this guy up there with Stallone and Arnold?
Oh, right, I know. The Show Enough to Shogun of Harlem?
No.
He should be on this list.
By the way, Spot just pulled up the video. I'm so awkward. Oh no.
Look at Rich. He's fixated on his gray Michael Strahair's, his gray eyebrows.
He doesn't look up half the time because he's afraid to look.
I look at Arnold and I look down immediately. Like, oh, yeah.
You got to see it on YouTube. Just search Covino and Arnold.
How embarrassing. All right, so on my Mount Rushmore, I'll make it quick. I'll make it snappy. I think one you're going to say, ooh, good one, credibility. And the other one you're going to say, really? The really one is a guy that my grandfather and I would rent his VHS tapes on a Friday night when I was dumped off at Grandma and Grandpa's house. Remember when your parents would dump you off at Grandma and Grandpa's house?
Yeah, dump us off.
Go to Hollywood Video, get a couple VHS tapes.
They'd pick us up like 2 days later, dump us off at Grandma's.
Dump.
For me, you could say this guy's a weirdo, but as a kid, I thought he was so cool. Steven Seagal.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Oh,
man.
Seagal?
Take you to the bank.
And then he ran.
The blood bank.
Hard to Kill, Mark for Death, Above the Law. All great three-word titles. Then there was Under Siege where the girl popped out of the cake. That was nice. But I was a huge Seagal fan. And the other person I'm putting on my Mount Rushmore with Arnold, Stallone, Seagal.
Seagal is... He ran so funny. I know that's like the funny thing looking back. It's the viral thing. Like, have you ever seen Steven Seagal in a running scene?
Have you ever seen him in, unlike some martial art mats where he touches someone and they flip in the other direction?
I got a different answer for you, but let me hear your fourth.
My fourth, it's hard to argue. Sweet, sweet Keanu
Thank
Reeves.
You.
Keanu
Thank you.
Sweet,
sweet Keanu.
He was going to be mine as well.
The reason Rich says sweet, sweet Keanu is because, not to name drop, but we're good at it. We had Carmen Electra on our show many times, and she was sitting on my lap, right? And
that's,
we asked
that,
her.
That part, no, that's not true.
Well, in my mind, she was. And we
that's
asked
weird.
Her, we did ask her, what was it like to work with? No. We asked her, who was someone you always wanted to get with that you never got with? And she said, oh, sweet, sweet Keanu.
He turned her down.
Yeah, she said she reached out to him or tried, and he was like, no, I can't.
Danny G, can you imagine that?
I'm too busy.
Can you imagine Keanu Reeves turned down Carmen Electra
in her primo days?
And all the cool stories about him and fans.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, helping strangers, like hitchhikers, giving them rides 2 hours away.
Or like you would hear, like, oh, a bus broke down, and he got everyone a ride. Like,
such a beautiful soul.
How about Point Break?
Oh,
what would you do?
Point That's how break, I bonded John with my in-laws, remember?
Matrix.
Yeah.
My girl's dad. He likes surfing, so I just talked about that movie.
I love that. By the way, in the special tonight with Arnold and Stallone, they were so competitive, they would actually compete over the kills they had in their movies, which I think John Wick probably beats them all.
John Wick is the most ridiculous yet awesome gun scenes. Like, and you see, you ever see Keanu do the training? Like those YouTube videos of him doing the gun training? Guy's insane. So I got Stallone and Arnold. They're the automatics. And my two additions are sweet Keanu Reeves.
I won't debate
that.
And
my cheesy one is Seagal, just because it reminds me of watching, you know, corny movies with my grandpa.
I wish I would have thought of the Keanu answer, but my two will be, I'm going with Big Mike, Bruce Lee, man. Grew up watching all his kung fu movies. Not Bruce Lee Roy. He's the master. Bruce Lee.
Who's the master?
You know, I watched all his movies. He fought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, yeah. Bro.
I have one that I don't think anybody has mentioned. Harrison Ford.
Oh,
yeah. Growing up with a Fugitive, Blade Runner.
Well,
how about this one?
Get off my plane.
Yeah.
No, he was. Come on, Indiana Jones?
Yeah,
he's an action hero.
You know
it's
what?
It's about guns, or if they use guns, or do they fight with their hands? Like,
by the way,
archaeologist.
I just, you know what?
But
he's
carries
such
a gun.
A well rounded actor. Yeah. I don't look at Harrison Ford as an action star, but how could you not?
I mean, listen,
are we considering him?
Fugitive?
No.
Indiana Jones?
Dude,
you know who said it too?
Fugitive.
Bursch said
Blade
it too.
Right. Did he? Okay.
Bursch said it, Harrison Ford.
I hate to say this, Danny G. I'm changing my fourth answer because I was going to say, how are we leaving Tom Cruise off this list?
Tom Cruise is on mine.
Well, guess what? Yeah. I'm changing my line. It's Covino here. I'm going with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Harrison Ford, and Bruce Lee, dude. Bam!
Tom Cruise runs better than Steven Seagal.
Yeah, he does.
That is true.
In every movie. So what's yours, Iowa Sam?
Well, okay, so here's mine. Tom Cruise is 60 years old now, and he's still making like huge blockbusters. And you could argue, if anything, he's not really doing any more dramatic films. He's doing nothing but action films.
Right?
So he's definitely on there. I have Keanu Reeves. I have Arnold, and I'm going to throw an old favorite of mine, Rumble in the Bronx, Jackie Chan. More of a martial artist. He was a stuntman. You don't see him with guns a lot, but you see him just taking down fools left and right. Rumble
Love
in the Bronx
Jackie
is one of my
Chan.
Favorite movies of all time.
Now, I'm sure some people are thinking it. I don't want to take all the answers, but is it too obvious an answer, or do we not respect his acting game, Dwayne The Rock Johnson? I mean, he's in a movie. He's pretty badass, no?
Nah. Well, a lot of the guys we're talking about are real ass kickers. Not all of them. But I'm surprised no one mentioned Van Damme, because when I think of that genre of Stallone and Schwarzenegger, I think of him, but he's not on my list. Danny G, who's on your list?
I would go with Clint Eastwood because of the Dirty Harry movies.
Wow, really?
As a little kid, I just thought he was a badass with that big gun. Harrison Ford, Tom Cruise, Arnold, and then I will give an honorable mention, Russell Crowe. He's been in some cool action movies.
So you're taking Stallone off your Mount Rushmore? Oh.
Well, it's because you guys have him on there. So
that's fine. Let's go to Ted in South Texas. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Mine is Gina Davis. Gina Davis from The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Gina Davis?
I put Rich Davis before Gina
from
Davis.
From A League of Their Own. But nothing against Gina Davis.
Dan Byer, what you got,
Wally
man?
Zerbiak.
That's so dumb.
Perfect.
Oh, I love that.
Perfect.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you.
Let's go to Mike in Washington State. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man? Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
A little bit old school. I'm going way back. We're going John Wayne and then an international superstar who did his own stunts for like 30, 40, 50 years, Jackie Chan.
He's with you, Iowa Sam. Jackie Chan is a legend. I mean, he fought Bruce Lee. He's in Bruce Lee movies. You know?
Oh, garbage!
So, and he's funny. So that's a great answer, too. I'm surprised, you know how Mike came in here and he...
Who?
Mike, who runs this place. Yeah. He was like Sigourney Weaver.
Is that who that was?
How about Uma Thurman? You know, she should be considered, too, if we're going to throw Sigourney Weaver in the conversation.
About Antonio Banderas? Charles Bronson?
What about Will Smith?
What about Chuck Norris?
Will Smith is an underrated one.
Chuck Norris.
No one said Chuck Norris.
Nobody said Chuck Norris. Hasn't been in that many movies.
Before Will Smith's wife makes him look like a chump, and before he's slapping Chris Rock, we all love Will Smith. So let's not play it up like... Before slap... Yeah,
Will Smith has been in some huge action movies.
I know.
But he also had Range.
Independence Day. Yeah.
We're also forgetting about Nick Cage.
Why?
I never forget about Nick Cage.
Ever. But it's
Con
a
Air?
Fun question, and we have to respect the guys who started it and their answers. You know, we all have our own. We all have our favorites. You know, we nodded everyone from Dolph Lundgren to, I'll throw it out there, Action Jackson himself, Carl Weathers. You know, we have to respect what these two guys, and they started the whole thing, what they say. And they said Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis.
But Bruce Willis is a great answer.
That is a great answer.
Because the Die Hard alone is one of the greatest action movies of all time.
And he put his own twist to action star.
And keep in mind, if you watch the documentary.
He wasn't a muscle-bound action star either.
If you watch the documentary on Netflix, The Movies That Made Us, they talk about when Die Hard came out, they did not want to put Bruce Willis on the poster and the promotional stuff because everyone thought...
The guy from Moonlighting?
Yeah, like the romance guy?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he totally showed you a different side of himself. Sort of like how Tom Hanks was like the corny sitcom fun guy.
Right, right.
And then he became Tom Hanks. Let me give you one that he's so unconventional, but he may have more action movies than most over the last decade or so.
Really?
Liam Neeson.
That's a great answer.
Because,
I like that.
Like, he doesn't seem like it, but when you think about volume of movies, he's probably had like five.
The first Taken was mind-blasting.
I have a set of skills.
The 10th one, not so much.
You're like, wait a second. He's blindfolded in the trunk of a car, and he figured it out.
Yeah, go, caw, caw, caw.
That's
he hears
some
the birds.
Action.
Oh, he heard train tracks. Make a right.
That's good. That's a good one. How about the 007s? Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah. We forgot all about
Daniel
those.
Craig.
You Daniel know, Craig's great.
We're naming some. We're just trying to see if you would change your answer, giving you more ideas. Who are, and we're also forcing to figure out who you'd put in your top four. I don't like Mount Rushmore conversations because they've been so overdone.
Yeah.
But that's what they discussed on this special tonight. Rivals, friends, and icons,
and there's
Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
There's something else I'm looking forward to with this special. They talk about how there were times in the 80s, and I've heard these stories, where they almost tried to jokingly sabotage each other.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you know, friendly competition where I think there was one point where Arnold put the word out there like he wanted a movie just so Stallone took it and it was Stallone's worst movie.
Which one was that? Like
Throw Mama from the Train or something? I don't know.
Or My Mom Will Shoot. Or
Yeah, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That's the one.
Is that the one?
Adventures in Babysitting? No, that was not the one.
So, again, you could add... to the list.
Elizabeth.
Want to see what you think? Maybe we're forgetting somebody. Hit us up at Covino and Rich. Dan Beyer, do you got one?
I was just going to say this because I may be the perfect guy since I don't watch a lot of movies.
You're the perfect
right
guy.
There. Yeah, you're the perfect guy.
Well, I was thinking The Rock, and then Covino's like, no.
I don't know. Well,
you know what it is about The Rock? He doesn't have leading man energy.
Wow.
I like Bautista better in his movies, to be honest.
What about Jason Statham?
Ooh,
easy one. In this conversation.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah.
You guys just mentioned
but action movies.
Yeah. So that would be.
No, he's definitely. Yeah. I bet you there's so many people in their car right now, like, what about Statham?
You know who does nothing for me? And I guess maybe it's not for me anyway. But action star that does nothing for this guy, Vin Diesel. I feel like it's just a big lug. Like, I watch those Fast and the Furious movies for the action here and there, but I'm like, what's the appeal? It just seems like a...
What was that? XXX?
Watch, he's going to kick my ass.
Now, this dude has been in some corny roles. He doesn't make the list, but it's his birthday today. We got to shout out John Cena.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think he's great.
John Cena's got to do something with his hairline. I saw him at WrestleMania, and he has like all the hair up front, but he's got the bald spot. You know, there's three guys.
It's called Topics, Rich.
He needs a LeBron.
What about Wesley Snipes? Anyone say that?
Ooh.
Oh, good one.
Yo, Passenger 57?
Blade?
Demolition Man? Yo, that's Wesley Snipes is a great answer. Didn't he get in legal trouble there or something?
He did. Taxes.
Worst
part of the game.
You said it's John Cena's birthday? There's three guys that turned 47 today, and I want you to tell me if you think they seem the same age. Three guys that turned 47 today, tell me if you feel like they seem... You know, like they went to high school together. John Cena, born on the same day as John Oliver, born on the same day as Cal Penn.
Cal Penn seems the most youthful.
He does. Yeah.
He does.
Brown don't frown.
It's just how it is. I'm older than all those guys. You would never think that.
John Cena. Yeah, John Oliver because
Spanish don't vanish, bro.
Because John Oliver has some gray and he's like a sophisticated Brit.
And George Lopez is also 47.
No way! It's his birthday.
It is. 63, I think.
That fool's 63 years old. All right, so guys, add to your list, and we'll take some more phone calls. But we also want your phone calls for Shaq, Diesel trivia, some NBA trivia, giving away some prizes. Got some Swiggies to give away. Our CNR on FSR stainless steel. Beautiful blue water bottles.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Creed, named after Apollo. A lot of people don't know that. Shout out to Carl Weathers talking action heroes. Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search,
oh,
not just alone spot.
That's what I thought you meant.
With just one connection, you could find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit expresspros.com. Find a location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage.
Can't wait.
Don't miss it. Thursday night, pick by pick, as your team tries to decide their future. What quarterback are they going with? Everyone from Steve Keim to Jay Glazer, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone, all going to be here Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, presented by Express Pros. They're going to go through every pick of the first round. The little accompaniment to your evening.
Now, we're going to play some Whack Diesel, Shaq Diesel NBA trivia. Multiple choice for swiggies and giveaways. But let's wrap up this Mount Rushmore action star conversation based on this special that airs tonight. Rivals, friends, and icons, Stallone and Schwarzenegger on Fox. Danny G, you had a few phone calls off the air?
Yeah, so a couple who couldn't hold here. Bruno in Brooklyn says, we can't forget Denzel.
What's that? Oh.
Training Day, Equalizer, Inside Man, and more. Training Day.
No, that's recently,
too. I just
don't
think of him as an action star. I'm sorry. I mean, some say the best actor ever. So damn cool, so damn clever. I love Denzel Washington. He's just, like Spot said, said before, such a wide range. Is he an action star?
Oh, you're saying his wide range takes away?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Like, when I think action star, I think, like,
I'll give you a sports analogy.
Kind of one-dimensional.
Anthony Davis says he's not the defensive player of the year because they don't like him. Maybe he's just too great of an offensive player, so people don't give him that defensive credit that he deserves. I think Denzel Washington is too much of a great actor considered action star.
You could say the same about Matt Damon. All those Bourne movies, but you're like, oh, Matt Damon's deeper than that. So you're like, oh, maybe he's not the best action star.
And Mike in Vegas, before our time, but he said the king is Steve McQueen.
I saw that. Someone hit us up on Twitter with Steve McQueen.
Again, that's generational. I'm sure a huge answer.
I think one that we,
for someone that would also say Clint Eastwood, right?
I want to let
and
it
that's
be
a fair answer.
I want to let it be known. I feel like the one we all missed out on that we did mention at the, you know, like 10 minutes ago. Can't sleep on it. The more I'm thinking about it, Wesley Snipes.
Underrated,
yeah.
For
yeah,
sure,
he's
but
like,
got in his own way,
in,
man.
In fact, that was the first thing that Bruno talked to me about on the phone, and I'm like, oh, we mentioned that. He's like, oh, I missed that. He's like, but him and Denzel, to him, are the two greatest action stars.
You can
stars.
Say honorable mention to guys like Mark Wahlberg and stuff like that, but, you know, there's one that because
you
he...
Marky be, Mark?
Because he said
that's
some,
how I think of him.
Because he said some dumb things about, like, the Jewish community and stuff, and he's rubbed people the wrong way. I'll be honest, as an actor, though, I loved Mel Gibson
absolutely.
In the 80s and 90s. Mel Gibson, he's Lethal Weapon, all those
Rich
movies.
Rich had his haircut, you know, at least till 2005.
I had that mullet. Why? Who do we got on the phone, Danny? That's it. And someone said, Mel?
Give me back my son!
We'll go to Bob in Oregon.
Bob, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I got a name on my personal Mount Rushmore that hasn't been mentioned, and that's the driver of the Pork Chop Express, man. Jack Burton, Snake Plissken. He's the fourth name on my Mount Rushmore.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
His love muscle, yeah.
All right,
and then to wrap it up, Vince
Jack
and Fresno.
Burton. Yo, Vinny, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I was going to say Mel Gibson, but somebody...
Oh, no, I'm sorry I hijacked your answer, but I agree. Those Lethal Weapon movies and
Mad Max,
even the cheesy ones he did.
Braveheart.
Braveheart, geez, that's a great
Vince,
one.
Vince, what's your favorite Mel Gibson movie of all time?
It's got to be Lethal Weapons.
Yeah.
What's a better movie? Danny G threw Russell Crowe into the conversation. Are you a Braveheart or Gladiator guy?
A Gladiator.
Yeah, they're both great. Ooh, I would think we could say Braveheart. What's the other one? It's in the same, the other Mel Gibson movie that I love, Patriot.
That's another good one.
The Patriot. Yo, Mel Gibson's a great answer. Oh, I even liked his cheesy stuff. You ever see Bird on a Wire with him and Goldie Hawn?
I love that movie.
Bird on a Wire is a good movie. All right. Well, you know what? It's time for a little Shaq Diesel. I'm sorry, Whack Diesel trivia. Let's go.
Whenever we say not to name drop, that means we're about to name drop.
I'll name drop.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only are CNR friends with Tyson and Mahomes.
Hey, man.
They're also buddies with the Big Aristotle.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Shaq Daddy, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle. Guess what? It's time to win some CNR prizes.
Time for some basketball trivia.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
What he said.
I used to break bad boys, now I'm breaking records for FSR Radio.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
Yeah. Hey, security walking Big Shaq Fu into the main studio.
Can I say, showing off the show going to Harlem? I'm going to add him to the list.
Watch your head.
I love Bruce Leroy.
Oh,
I'm
just
tired from that night last night.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Crazy night.
Shaq, what do you think of, I saw your buddy Charles Barkley finally beat Kenny Smith to touching the wall, their little race,
It was a good race. Hey, good. I got a question for you, man. Do you think I could play in the Big Three?
Yes, I think you can. Absolutely.
If I play, I got a hip surgery. I was wondering if I could play in the Big Three.
And also, I saw you arguing with Charles about Bill Walton. You said he was garbage.
Not garbage. He's hard garbage. He's a terrible passer. And he's a stinky-ass hippie. Stay a smelly, stinky hippie.
Okay.
And hard garbage.
Let's meet the contestants. 22-time winner.
It's good to see you guys.
22-time winner. Rich Davis.
Yo, Shaq.
Would you say 22-time wiener?
No, yeah, winner. Winner,
Shaq. This guy looks like a wiener.
16-time champion, Dan Beyer.
Shaq is turning into Mitch Hedberg a little bit.
Hey, what's up, DB?
Seven-time winner, Spotty
That's
Boy.
That's me. Let's go for eight.
And looking to win a CNR stainless steel swiggy on the studio lines, Ebad in Miami. What up, E?
Yo, E!
Hi, E.
How are you?
Hey, Ebad.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good, man.
Say hi to Shaq. Okay.
Yo, Ebad's like, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
Come on, Ebad.
What do you do in Miami for a living?
Me? Yeah. Right now I'm doing Uber and DoorDash at the moment.
Very nice,
cool.
Man.
Driver.
Keep it, you know, tell everyone that comes in your car to check out our show.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks,
rules.
I do have it on.
Nice. Forced listening. All right, rules for Shaq Diesel Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. All right, let's get this started. All right, which team in the NBA has the most players inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Oh.
A, the Lakers. B, the Celtics. or see the Knicks?
Spot.
Spot.
I'm going to go with the Celtics.
And you would be right.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
I feel like that was lucky. Boston
no,
has
I know,
40
I felt
players,
it.
40 players in the Hall of Fame. Lakers.
Got legacy.
31.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, Boston legacy. 40, Lakers 31.
Ooh. Boom.
All right, round two. Here
right,
we go.
Yeah, round two. You know that I tower over almost everyone, but what's the average height in the NBA? Is it A, 6'4", B, 6'5", or C, 6'6"?
Rich.
Rich.
6'4".
No.
Oh!
Spot.
Spot for the steal and the win.
6'6".
Yeah!
Ha! Wow. Number eight. That's how it's done. Number eight.
I can't believe
all of you
I came
are
here.
Going down.
I came all
number
the way
eight.
I came all the way here for 2 minutes.
Sorry, Shaq. Oh, sorry, Shaq.
Guys,
I felt it.
My time. UConn Cornelius.
I felt
this guy looks
man.
Like UConn Cornelius.
Good to see you.
All right.
Good to see you.
Check this out, though.
Congratulations.
Ebad in Miami. Don't hang up yet. Here's the reason why. Last Tuesday, you guys remember our boy in PA? Matt?
Yeah.
Matt in PA?
I'll pretend and say yes.
He won a Swiggy. You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah, he did win.
Well, he asked me to pay it forward to the next Shaq contestant.
What in the hell is that? These fools do not see this on Starbucks. I say no.
Yeah, so E, even though you didn't win, you get the Swiggy from last week. Congratulations.
Congrats,
that's amazing.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, hang on the line for us.
Yeah, make sure you keep it in your Uber.
Yeah,
keep it in your car.
Uber,
yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah. All right, guys. All right. Thank you, guys.
Man, Spot, I haven't seen you that excited since the last Harry Potter movie came out.
Later, Shaq.
Big eight, crazy eights.
Forced, Shaq.
In his car, forced listening and forced promotion now with the Swiggy.
Wow, man. Yo, Shaq was here for 2 minutes.
I know,
hey, welcome back. That's weird.
Hey,
man, it's good to be back.
You know,
it's funny,
by the
way, man. I never see you two in the same room. That's weird.
You know, I think Shaq just brings that feeling of generosity and paying it forward. Think of how many wonderful things he's done for other people, buying bicycles for kids. He's
computers.
At Home Depot buying things for people. It's
Walmart.
Amazing. Walmart. Yeah. He's always doing something generous, giving away stuff. So, hey, that's really cool that he paid it forward. I wouldn't do it, but that's cool to see.
I hate it when they do it at Starbucks.
Yeah, me too. I'm not buying
it
for everybody.
It's not a pay it forward. It turns into a game.
Yeah.
And then you either win or lose, or you just feel selfish by ending it.
Didn't they do that on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, not Curb. It was that
what
show.
Was
you know the guy that says, sure about that?
I think he should leave.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Tim Robinson.
Yeah,
Tim Robinson.
From,
the writer from SNL.
He does the
55 fries, 55 cheeseburgers, 55.
and he drives around.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so dumb, but it's so good.
Oh, man.
It's great to see Shaq Diesel, though, man.
Hey, yo, DB, let me ask you, because you're a guy that watches all sports and probably has a good answer. NBA, NFL.
Not definitely, probably.
MLB. Probably. Is there a combo of broadcasters and retired players that you're like, wow, they got the right chemistry? Because I feel like after watching last night, you could love them or hate them. I think Shaq and Charles Barkley together are gold still.
Oh, yeah.
I watch, and I feel like the balance of that crew, it's just funny. It's like it really is great television. I do feel that way also about some of the Fox football on Sundays. I thought when
well,
because
you
Rose,
can't fake the chemistry. Like, there's a camaraderie there that you just can't fake, and you see it on so many other networks and radio shows where they just force people together, but they really don't know each other that well. So it becomes competitive and odd and awkward and off. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Radio, all the time.
And it's not a surprise. Like Barkley is the star. And I think one of the reasons for that is because he wasn't as good as Shaq, but he's better than Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can dish it and take it and get it. But he responds to it well. Like, honestly, when they rip on Kenny, I think Kenny sometimes does get hurt, you know, and because they're Hall of Famers, you know, and Kenny Smith and Shaq. And, you know, if Charles is taking shots at Shaq, Shaq will fly him right back. But, you know, Charles is really the master in all of that.
You know what, man? Great observations on both sides here. DB, that's an awesome observation. I never really thought about it that way. That's why we love you.
He's just as funny when he's giving it as he is getting it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, they're the best.
And Rich, you pose a question in itself. It's like, I think their chemistry is unrivaled. I can't think of anybody.
I mean, there's some good, you know,
on TV, on radio, I could think of a few, but on the fight game,
in baseball, there was a minute where Pete Rose was next to Big Poppy for like baseball playoffs.
Great, dude,
and I thought Pete Rose and Big Poppy and A-Rod, those guys, that's fun, but nothing compares to Sir Charles. My favorite Charles Barkley isn't him making fun of women in San Antonio, isn't some of his funny sexist jokes. My favorite Charles Barkley, like, mess up or funny thing, when he said,
I got two words for you. Steve Nash and Chris Paul. And they're like, that's five words. And he goes, all right. Steve Nash, Chris Paul, like, that's four words. Did you ever see that clip?
Yeah. That's so great. That's
my favorite
so
one.
Great.
One dad life note that I want to see if someone else could relate to this. If you're coaching kids and you're doing that dad life, you know, we all have friends that are doing travel leagues, soccer, baseball, football, hockey. Like, I feel like every friend that I have that's a parent is overwhelmed with all the like dance class, gymnastics, everything.
Makes
like,
me wonder how our parents did it because they had more kids than our generation, that's for sure. My parents had five kids.
Well, you know what? Something our parents were a little more casual about was like, yeah, they'll let someone else drive you. Now you're a little skeptical. Like, I don't know if I want that parent driving my kid.
They let us sit in the back of people's pickup trucks
you're
the freeway.
Your parents are busy. You'd hop like in the back seat of your, you know,
my dad
stinky
had a,
friend's car.
My dad had a big work van, and I sat on a wicker chair in the middle. No seatbelt, nothing.
Guess where that's not happening?
I know.
In Southern California in 2024. So, yeah, it's a little different. I'm saying this is the dad life.
By the way, I was most of the time I sat on a crate.
Let me tell you about the dad life pain in the ass I got to do in about, T-minus 20 minutes as soon as I get out of here.
Let's hear it.
Today's my turn to line the field. And when I'm done lining the field, it looks like a drunk guy did it. It's not my skill. I listen, I'm good at gardening at my house. Like, you should look
you
at my house.
Stay off the edibles.
My roses, my lawn, everything looks pristine. When you ask me to put the chalk lines on a softball field, it looks like I'm the drunk guy that's living at the field. Like, it looks like the zigzag crappy thing. I'll
were you
the
also
picture.
The kid in school who colored way outside the lines?
I
mean, why
good
are you
good at it? For some reason,
weird.
I don't have a knack for it. So that's the pain in the ass I got to do right after this.
Rich isn't good at something? This is crazy.
I know.
I don't understand.
Yeah, make sure we add this in the best of.
And by the way, every time I say something, I'm getting annoyed that your go-to is edibles. Because I take an edible here and there to fall asleep
here
at night.
Here and there, 28 a month is a lot.
But what I'm saying is, how does that have any effect on me lining a softball field, Nimrod?
Affects your motor skills.
Do I say when you have an old-fashioned, does that not affect you?
One old-fashioned does not equal the potency of the edibles you take, because I've tried them.
One's bad for your liver, one's
and
not.
And I had a panic attack.
I mean,
sorry you're a weenie. Danny, my hypothetical for you is this. If
you can put your weed in there.
If your Lakers do not catch up at home and the Nuggets roll.
Catch up at Nuggets.
When you have friends like Ben Maller and Monsi Bolaños who are Clippers fans, is there any part of you that's like, I don't want to see the Nuggets again, or would you root for the Nuggets against the Clippers?
Boy, that's a good question.
Root for the Nuggets against the Clippers.
Because Lakers fans, they don't want to see the Clippers have any joy, but the Nuggets, if they knock you out a couple years in a row, you might be like, yeah, for the Nuggets.
That's a really good question.
You know, I've never had a personal issue with the Clippers. It's the Clipper fans that get on my nerves, the couple that we know.
That's how I feel about the Yankees.
Yeah.
I love Bernie Williams, Derek Jeter. I love those guys in the 90s. I just, as a New Yorker back then, I just hated the fans.
I would say that's how the Yankees feel about the Mets. Lakers don't care about the Clippers because Lakers have history and a winning tradition.
Clipper
Yankees fans feel that way about the Mets because, like, you're our weak little brother.
Clipper fans just try too hard, like Kevin Hart.
I get you. No, I get what you're saying. So there's no hatred there. So if anything,
it's an annoyance.
Yeah, forget the Nuggets.
All right. Well, hey, enjoy your games tonight. Let me go line a kid's softball field, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Until then, everything at Covino and Rich.
Straight lines, Rich.
And
white lines.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put an Instagram story of me doing this. It'll be a nightmare. At Covino and Rich, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
We'll see you in the promised land.
Goodbye. Have a
good
one,
guys. Have a great night. Enjoy the games.
A one.
That was a foul.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.